99.1, 92.3 is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica J Show, hour number 11. Well, not hour 11. It's 11 o'clock. It's only hour number two, actually. 10 to noon every weekday on Evans Broadcast Company. My goodness. Just keep buying up all these stations so we can keep spreading the truth and your message. Not my message, your message. How you're feeling about things. 884-9910. Boy, I got a wake-up call for Governor Sisolak. Yeah. Same thing's happening in Virginia right now. Virginia is replacing. Now, this is great news, but it's not, because it's still problematic. Virginia, the state that was bought and paid for by Mr. Bloomberg, you know, that guy who wants to run for president and basically make sure that nobody has a gun unless you are a celebrity and unless, you know, you're a bodyguard. Law enforcement. That Bloomberg. Virginia is replacing their gun confiscation proposal now with a gun registration proposal. Well, registration isn't acceptable either, but at least they figured out there's no way in hell that they're going to be able to get a confiscation through. Nope, voters finally coming out, or at least the residents of Virginia coming out, because they probably didn't vote, or they wouldn't be 100% Democratic-controlled legislature. So I like pointing websites out to you besides 991fmtalk.com, of course, where you can podcast the show. But I am just loving this one because people used to be crazy about, what's his name? Drudge. Now it's just kind of dreg. It's like, oh, did you see it on the Drudge? That guy. Pathetic. You want to see a real website? Go to the BonginoReport.com. BonginoReport.com. Top stories today. First off, majority of voters believe that Trump was targeted by senior federal law enforcement officials. Comey. You know the list. Another story, former AG Schiff may have broken law by subpoenaing GOP phone records. Interesting. IG report debunks everything Schiff has argued since day one. It looks as though Senate Dems are nervous of what Trump will do after he's acquitted. And finally, a story with Trump. Where's my apology from James Comey? That's pretty funny. It's not going to happen. It's just so interesting to see how people word and go back to things. Now, I know not everybody's a fan of social media. I'm only a fan of it for work. I don't do a whole lot of social media. I don't do any of those, you know, here's your Christmas card, send it back to me and 10 other people. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to play the games or coins or farms or anything like that. I do it to share information and maybe a picture or two. Well, not really. I'm not one of those either. So the information that I would like to share with you, this came out over Twitter. And if you don't have Twitter, it's fun to see the news things that, I mean, follow who you're going to follow. That's where you get the good news sources. Like I follow Rudy Giuliani. Yeah. So Rudy Giuliani is tweeting this out from OAN. And if you don't follow them, you should. After hundreds of hours and months of research, I have garnered witnesses and documents which reveal the truth behind his impeachment, which includes no wrongdoing by @RealDonaldTrump. These threads only touch the surface. Read and watch all. More to come. So evidence revealed in corruption in 2016 was so extensive, it was POTUS's duty to ask for U.S.-Ukraine investigation. Impeachment is part of Dem cover-up. Extortion, bribery, and money laundering goes beyond Biden's. Also, DNC collusion with Ukraine to destroy candidate Trump. Get on to Twitter for just that. Or you can also just Google it at Trending Politics. If you're not into signing up for Twitter, then you can go there and, wow. Giuliani is a pit bull. And when you're going after what's right, people are going to make you seem crazy. I have seen the most outrageous stories about Giuliani on the other networks. They're trying to make him out to be old and senile and can't keep his words straight. Well, maybe they should start looking at Biden if that's the case. They are trying to take him from America's mayor and all that he did for New York City. Remember when you could actually walk the streets and not seeing somebody defecating next to you? Back when you could walk the streets, not feeling like you were going to get mugged at any second, brought the city and the world together on September 11th, 2001. Yeah, that mayor, who all the media loved at the time, but now that he's working for Trump, can't stand. Kind of like Barr. Barr was a reputable, you know, had a reputable career, was amazing. Until he started working with Trump. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? There's where the media goes. So check it out for yourself. Trendingpolitics.com. Love Giuliani. Love it. So he's finally sharing some of his key findings. It's unbelievable. Nope. Like I said in the last hour, I gotta stop saying that. It is believable. This is how far we've gotten. I don't trust anything I see on the news, even locally, until I go and look for something myself. You know, even the BS with the mayor's office and this 1,000 affordable homes challenge. Oh, please. Only reason that they're doing that is because she's gotten so much heat over the homeless situation. And who's brought that heat? You have. By making the phone calls to the city, by making the phone calls to the county, They are feeling your pressure, so don't let up. And it's not just that issue. All the other issues, the infrastructure. I mean, what has to happen for the situation of our sewer system being fixed? And from what I'm hearing of the residences of all the different counties, is it's not just Washoe. It's Douglas, it's Carson, it's Lyon. Once you put infrastructure in, just kind of go for maintenance, I guess. Well, even some of the maintenance out there on original product or original projects, it wasn't the best to begin with, but it was never looked into. So taxpayer dollars are being wasted on quick fixes. Quick fixes. Hindsight's 2020, people. We have to start looking forward to the future. What kind of community do you want to live in? One that just keeps growing and growing and growing beyond capacity? Or one that's well thought out and you don't have to worry about flushing your toilet? Think about it. We'll be back. 884-9910, live local FM talk, fulfilling your needs of getting what's on your chest off and into the public. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local for you, whatever you'd like to talk about. And politics, yeah. All the Tom Steyer ads coming out now. Like, talk about, and we're going to see Bloomberg too. Talk about buying your way into an election. People just think they can buy their way into anything. And keep in mind, Tom Steyer, also a resident of Nevada. Yeah, he's got a home over there in Glenbrook. Yep. Wonder how he's helping out. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Bill this morning. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Oh, quite a bit. How you doing, Monica?
I'm doing fabulous, looking at this blue sky and sunshine out there. Feels good.
I should be out in it, but it's cold, too. regarding
Mind over matter.
Hey, if you don't mind, it don't matter. I understand. talking about billionaires and everything, it just irks me that Bloomberg can go around to all of the states, spend $2.5 million in each state, and buy gun legislation. That's just, something's wrong with that. I mean, talk about money and politics.
Yeah, and it's funny because the Democrats especially complain about outside money coming in, yet look at all of the outside money that they spend. Why are they not coming up with bills that say, okay, you can only spend the money you collect in Nevada on Nevada elections? Why is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, they just want to shortchange the opposition party. And the other thing that irks me, too, is that we're up to 3 million now, right, in Nevada. And I guess 50,000 people came from California here to Nevada to escape California's high rents and the homeless and all the other garbage that's going on over there. So they come over here because we have no taxes, state taxes, and we have, you know, nicer conditions and everything. And then they register as Democrats so they can vote the same things that they voted for in California over here. So they can help corrupt this state like they corrupted California. And I know they've all got college education, you know, so, I mean, they're overeducated, but why are they doing things so stupid like that?
Because you can't tell them that it's stupid and it's their ideology that they're bringing with them that's causing all the problems, because they're smarter than you and I. You get that bill, right? Because they've gone to those universities and gotten those 6 and 8 year degrees. And so we're plebes, you know, we're peons.
I know. It's just some days, you know, you just want reality to maybe smack them in the face and they go, oh, yeah, okay, wait a minute.
Smack them in the face. You know, common sense was gone a long time ago, and I miss that. Common sense and street smarts, just these people have none of it. They go directly into politics or something, and it's like they know nothing of the real world. At least Trump and, you know, the people that we work with, they know the real world.
That's the other thing. You know, they want to impeach Trump over these egregious errors that he made. They ignore the fact of what Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State, and she was not charged with anything. They ignore the things that Barack Obama did, and because of the status and everything, and the first black president, he wasn't charged with anything. They ignore all that, but, you know, it's like in the Bible, you know, look at the log in your own eye before you look at try to get the speck out of your brother's eye.
Yeah. Well, they were so used to turning a blind eye when Bill Clinton was back in there that, you know, it just became second nature for them. So
that's true. It took them 25 years to figure that one out.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much,
Bill,
Monica.
Take care. Thank you for the call. You too. Have a great day. That's the way to do it. 884-9910. Get it off your chest. You know what? You're sharing your thoughts, and there are a lot more of those thoughts out there. People need to start speaking up and speaking their mind, and then maybe politicians will figure out, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't take money from Bloomberg, Governor Sisolak. Democrats pretty much all over the state of Nevada. If I'm good, whatever happened to leading by example? You know, I would love to hear a story of somebody turning down a $1 million donation from Soros because it's George Soros. And he shouldn't have anything to do with our elections or Bloomberg, or the list goes on and on and on. You want some good news from Southern Nevada? See, I've already started calling it Southern California from Southern Nevada. A lot of people upset about that UNLV-UNR game. Homecoming. Big brawl. I'll get to that after the break. Let's head back to the phone lines, though, at 884-9910 and check in with Paul. Wants to make another comment on people moving from California. Now, Paul, don't be too harsh, because I'm from Redding, California, okay?
Yes, no, you're, well, almost Central Valley, a little bit north of the Central Valley. But, yeah, I'm not registered Democrat or Republican. I am independent, but I lean conservative. So just to give you an idea, but I'm moving here to Nevada to get away from, well, the list is actually very, very long, the reasons why I'm leaving California, one of which is the politics and what that has caused in that state. But there's many, many other reasons why I'm leaving there. But just wanted to let you know that hopefully not all of us coming over here are liberal. Most of the people I talk to moving here are conservative and are leaving for exactly the same reasons I am. I talk to very few people who are liberals that are moving here. In fact, I would like to support a law that would not allow any liberals to leave the state they made a mess in. They have to stay and live there.
I would support that law. I'll be a co-signer. I'll sign on to that one. I'd like to see that as well. I think a lot of Nevadans would, because, you know, this used to be the old West. This used to be the true American values. And, yeah, it's changing. But, you know, I think I'm just trying to get people to hold on, Paul, because I think more wonderful people like you that have that independent spirit, that you look at the issues, more of them are starting to come over. So
yes,
I think this is a good sign for especially Washoe County, for Northern Nevada. I don't know what we're going to do about Southern Nevada, maybe just separate the state, but I think Northern California, I think we're seeing more good independent Californians come over that are going to help us take the state back to red. So, Paul, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And welcome to Nevada. It is time for us to take a Fox News break here on your live and local FM talk station. That is stations 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Oh, yeah. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that's the wonderful thing. When you move to Nevada, we embrace you. Doesn't matter where you're from. Even all those New Yorkers out there. We embrace everybody. And I can't be too hard on California because I know there are a lot of good Californians over there. I'm still trying to get my parents over here and my family members, get them out of that hole that they've created, even in Northern Nevada or even in Northern California. I went over to Redding a few weeks ago, and wow, that is not the place I grew up. I tell you, the park I used to play in, just covered with people sleeping under the trees with their stuff you could see with them. I never had a problem walking the mile that it was to our park. As a little girl, by myself, to go hang out. As an adult, I wouldn't do it now. Tell you that. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jaron. Jaron, are you a California transplant?
Unfortunately. I think the biggest issue is a lot of people that come from California are so desensitized to how liberal it is there. They think they're conservative, and they're really not. Oh. And they move over here and just bring all that with them because they think that, you know, compared to the crap that's in California, almost anybody's a conservative.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
And you know, they're like, oh, well, this is okay. And it's just, you know, we'll just bring gun control. Oh, we'll just bring this. And it just step by step, the infection spreads.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, that is true. Because of
things I hear you say, I get concerned about because it's like, well, I don't want government to be in charge of that. I don't want government to do anything.
Yeah,
I'm more
exactly.
Libertarian than most.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I do appreciate that because there are a lot of libertarian views that I agree with as well. But it's like you have to have some government involvement, but not as much as we have now.
Yeah.
And I kind of fall into that category, too, that I guess you have to learn how to play the game. It's like, well, if that pork money is there, we might as well go after it. It's like, who's going to be the first person, Jaron, that says, no, I'm not going to do that?
That'll be me.
All right. Perfect. Then finally, get out of the house and run for something.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and thank you.
You too. Take it easy. 884-9910. What do you want to talk about today? And you know what? That is probably what makes me more concerned. I'm glad Jaron mentioned that because, yeah, you look at the education system there that is going through California, that is going through all of the states now. Because remember, California is the largest purchaser of textbooks. I learned this from actually a gentleman who was on the Nevada State Board of Education. Still keep in touch. So appreciative of him. California is the biggest purchaser. So if you're creating a product, who are you going to go to for advice? Who are you going to go to for suggestions on content? You're going to go to your biggest purchaser. And the influence that California has on textbooks that go in to the schools all across the country, unbelievable. Incredible. How about that? Incredible, the things that our kids are learning now because of California. So you don't actually necessarily have to move here to see that California influence now. Where do kids also get their influence? They get it from their peers. They watch the media. They see the things that come out. And I think this is absolutely hysterical now because people are saying, oh, don't you pick on Greta Thunberg. She's Time Magazine's Person of the Year. She's a kid. You can't pick up. No, you know what? This isn't like the Covington kids. Remember the kids that got dragged into the media sensation because the media ran with a very small clip that edited out the real story, and they ran with that, and now they're being sued for millions upon millions of dollars? Greta Thunberg chose this. You can tell just by seeing her and her parents that this is what they push for. And her parents are using her as that tool. She is inserting herself into this. She was on a train in Germany complaining about the train being overcrowded and tweeted out a picture of her with all of her bags, like, you know, two backpacks, two big suitcases, two big other bags. And she's sitting there so cute looking out the window. Totally set up photo here. You can tell she's dreaming. Traveling on overcrowded trains through Germany, and I'm finally on my way home! Exclamation point. So she is being slammed, which I think is hysterical. The railroaders put on there, "Dear Greta, thank you for supporting us railroaders in the fight against climate change. We're happy that you traveled with us on Saturday, but it would have been even nicer had you also reported how friendly and competently you were looked after by our team at your seats in first class." Pointing out that more people, the overcrowded trains is great, because it means the demand for train travel is high. Get it? Love this. Plus, if you've ever watched Top Gear, when it was at its best, when Jeremy Clarkson and the team were together. Yes, I like the BBC. He sent this out in an interview. She's mad and she's dangerous, and she's causing young children sleepless nights in her idiocy. I think she needs to go back to school and shut up. That's from Jeremy Clarkson. She is. She is dangerous because other kids her age are listening to people like her and AOC. And they are taking it seriously that this world is going to end in 10 years. So I urge you to go on to YouTube, or if you want to make it even more kid-friendly, go on to South Park. An episode from the 2000, that they are making fun of climate experts, saying that the world is going to end in 10 years. Climate experts have been saying that the world is going to end in 10 years for the last 60 years. Show that to your kids and help them understand that it's not real. We don't even have the pollution, the air pollution, that we had back then. How much it has been cleaned up. But they don't tell you that, because the climate hoax is a money-making scam. If it wasn't, if they really wanted you to go green, then why are electric cars more expensive? Oh, because that lithium ion battery in there. Because of the mining we have to do to get the minerals to be able to power that car. That still has to be charged, so when the power goes out, you have no car because you don't have that fossil fuel. Same thing with all those electronic devices that they use. Why is green paint more expensive? Why is green electricity more expensive? Why is green carpet more expensive? Even the tiles you use for your roof. Going solar, why is that all more expensive? It's to make money off of you being scared that the world is going to end in 10 years. If the world ends in 10 years, I can guarantee you, and I would even guarantee you with my life, that it's not going to be because of climate change. I will sacrifice myself on my knowledge of that. It will be because of man, but it's not going to be because of what man is doing to the climate. It's going to be because of what man is doing to each other and woman. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I forgot to get to it. I promised you I would. I've got some good news on the UNR front and the UNLV front when it comes to that fight. Be back, promise, with that. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 2-inch air range ball air rifle.
Ooh. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
Gotta be careful. That's why you teach kids gun safety. Even BB guns. How else would I have known that if I shot my brother in the butt with my BB gun that he'd be okay? Just saying. You gotta know what that firearm can do. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So, big talk as UNR is going into a bowl game. They get the Idaho Bowl. So, very good for them. But they're losing four top leads for their team because of a brawl between UNLV and UNR and the fans. After the final game, where UNLV keeps the cannon. But just so you know, that it doesn't stop there, now four UNLV members have been benched, suspended, taken action against them. So see? Being punished. I'm thoroughly embarrassed to say that a friend of mine, her son was actually involved in that as well, flying out of the bleachers. Why we get so passionate about sports that you actually have to get involved in violence. It's just a game, people. It's football. If you're fighting, beating people down because of a football game, get over yourself. And maybe seek a little help, because that's just wrong. And it's only going to escalate as you grow up and get into professional football and things like that. That's sad. Speaking of football, watched the Army-Navy game yesterday. Saturday. Great game. I don't know what day on the weekend it is. It just kind of all blurs together. Great game. My husband and I even sat there and commented that it's like, it's different watching these guys. It goes so fast because we're what? We're into the third quarter and there hasn't been one flag thrown. Yeah, games go a lot faster when you don't have all those penalties. Imagine that. The team from West Point and the team from Annapolis, the teams that are learning things, leadership, respect. Imagine that. They don't have all those fouls and penalties. Maybe it's something in the schools and the thing that they teach. But now, because some were playing the circle game, it's all being shot down that Army, Navy, those guys just, they're racist. And the media is jumping on board. Because they say the circle, you know, the okay, where you put your two fingers like this and then you hold your other three up. That actually spells out white power. Even when you hold it upside down, or you hold it like this, or you hold it like that. That is now the white power, white supremacy symbol. So who knew? I guess I was a racist as a kid because I used to go, okay, all the time. Used to do it to my mom. Okay, mom. Okay, dad. I mean, it's just unbelievable the things that people are jumping on now. And there's that word again. Dang it. It's just incredible what people are trying to turn us against each other. You take a great game. Navy finally won it after three losses to Army. And they have to take away that celebration and turn it into something ugly. And who did that? The media. Leave you with this, just in case you hadn't heard. Starbucks is on the apology tour again after two uniformed California deputies were refused service. So I reposted the story through Facebook. Haven't heard of this happening at Dutch Brothers. Just saying. So I started getting the replies. Black Rifle Coffee. Buck's Coffee. Local Coffee, you know, go over to Code. Code Coffee. Jungle Coffee, Karma Coffee. If this is the way that big corporations who are supposed to be for the people are going to run their companies. I hate the term boycott, but there you have it. It might not happen here, but you never know. I hope you have a great day. Go out and do something fun for yourself. Get a cup of coffee. Sit and breathe. Sit and just enjoy your moment of peace and quiet. Join me back here tomorrow. Love to have you. And if you're a business owner, better watch out. Tis the season. Bunch of fake 100s out there. People just not paying attention. I'll catch you tomorrow with all kinds of good stuff, and I'm sure something on the impeachment as well, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.